What's going on, guys? Zach Daddy here, along with my co-host Kratos.
What's going on?
And welcome back to the All Caps Rage Podcast, Episode 5. This week's topics, Loki crashes Comic-Con. You know, for those who missed it, like me. Batman Arkham Origins and comic and geek conventions. So what's going on with you, Kratos?
Not a whole lot. Got a new comic today.
Oh!
It was suggested to me by the tipster.
Would you end up snagging?
X Infernus. It's a 5-part series about magic.
Okay.
The Colossus' sister.
I can dig it.
I can dig it. He drew the cover.
Really?
Yeah.
Now that is sick.
I'll have to grab it off of my geek and send it to you.
Yes. yes, you will.
Oh, and I got his drawing that he made for me today. The one of Cable holding a gun to Captain America's head.
Nice. Nice.
I'm going to get it framed and hang it up.
Yes. Did you get it signed?
By him?
Yes.
Yes.
Awesome. Even better. Even better. All right, well, how about some site news? I got some great news for us this week.
What's it?
Well, it's going to be another quick thank you to everybody who is making us whores. I checked the stats right before we got on to record tonight, and it was... There are 322 new visitors to the site this week.
Oh my god.
That's more than last week. Like, it's a wow factor all over again.
Like, yeah, no, that's crazy.
Just last week we had like 240, I think. And this week we have 322. I cannot complain about that at all.
No.
322 unique visitors have hit our site. That's for a grand total of 930 new people who have seen our content.
That's amazing.
My goal is 1,000 by August 2nd. That's 70 new people. So for everybody listening to this, keep whoring us out. Keep whoring us out. We only need 70 new people to hit the site by August 2nd, and we will have hit 1,000 people. We have reached 1,000 people in 1 month. That is an awesome fucking goal. And it is very, very, very reachable. I mean, it's right there. We have... Yeah. What, 3 or 4 days left before our first milestone, our 1 month milestone. 70 people in 4 days can hit this site. I'd be happy. I'd be more than happy.
I'd be elated.
So keep pouring us out, because we are almost at the milestone of 1 month and 1,000 visitors, and it's going to be epic if we can do it. And matter of fact, I'd like to put something together, and me and you will have to sit down and discuss all the little details. I'd like to put something together to release on our 1 month milestone, which would be August 2nd, which I believe is Friday. Yeah, Friday.
Is it?
I think so. Yeah, it's Friday.
Nice.
So we'll have to put something together for everybody for our 1 month milestone and 1,000 visitors. we can hit 1,000 visitors, we'll definitely, definitely be putting out something. Comic Talk. It's a fucking hit.
I know. So awesome.
I looked up the stats, and it is the number 2 listened to podcast. Yeah, we only have 2 shows, but I'm talking just episode-wise. Episode 1 was our most listened to podcast for ACR.
Yeah.
Comic Talk came in just under that. I mean, literally, one listen under episode 1 from ACR podcast. Wow! Like, it's a fucking hit. I think what I'm going to have to do is I'm going to go ahead I'm probably going to have to pull this off into its own tab and its own feed and its own subscribers, and people can get the best of both worlds by subscribing to both, or they can get what they want. You know, they can go with this show, which is a little raunchy, a little funny. Well, I find it pretty fucking funny. where we don't really worry about vulgarness and everything. We just let it all hang out there in the wind. Whereas Comic Talk, we're... Y'all are a little bit more just serious. Just
letting that dingle dangle in the dirt.
We're letting that dingle dangle in the dirt. Yeah. On this show, we're just here to have fun. And whatever comes out, comes out. On Comic Talk, y'all are a little bit more serious. Y'all still get the laughs, and then you got me sitting there trolling in the background, so... it works out pretty good. That way, you know, the Rageites can get exactly what they want. If they want that more serious podcast, they can head over and just subscribe to Comic Talk. Or they could come over here and just listen to us ramble on about bullshit.
That's always good too.
It's the best of both worlds. You're getting both sides of us. You know, we can be serious and raunchy, and we can be serious and slightly less raunchy. So we'll see how next episode goes. I think we're gonna turn that into a regular thing since it just flew off the fucking ground. And if it flies again, I am definitely, definitely going to go ahead and just segregate that from this podcast and make it its own. That way, everybody gets what they want.
Yeah, sounds good.
And the last site news that I have for this week is we have another comment for Mr. Meowth.
We do?
We do.
I honestly don't know this one, guys.
I didn't tell him shit. I've been holding this one back ever since I got... Yeah, ever since I was notified of this, I was like, oh my god, he did it again. So now we have the simple question of what wisdom has he brought us this week? And you're about to find out for the first time. I don't remember it. But yes. Let's see. Here we go. All right, here we go. From Mr. Jack Me Off. All right, first off, he goes into, thank you for reading my comment on the podcast. I'd be honored to leave such comments every week. With that said, the word of the day is schnugen. If roses are red, then my heart is aching. My fridge must be dead, because I'm out of bacon. Keep dingle dangling, Mr. Jack Me Off.
Oh my god, that's great.
Oh my god. Well, Mr. Meowth, I'm glad I challenged you to bring us a comment every week, because I can literally just sit here and read this over and over and over again. I probably read it like three times as soon as I got it. I was like, this is great. A little shout out to Mr. Mioff here. I know something about him. I don't know any of his personal information. He's completely anonymous. All I know is that "Don't Let Your Dingle Dangle Dangle in the Dirt" is an army cadence. So this has to be a military man. Once was, still is, or he's a military brat. I'm sorry?
Or he grew up in the military.
Yeah, a military brat. So, if you want to share that with us, Mr. Mioff, that'd be awesome if we could find out if you're a soldier or not. If not, you're still a military brat, army brat. I definitely know it's army. If not, you can keep that to yourself. Either way is fine with me, but
we will still enjoy
insightful
wisdom.
You bring us your wisdom every week. And it'll be all snoogin'. Alright. Well, I think we can go ahead and hop into our first topic here. And actually, I'm going to let you take the reins of this one. Because I missed it. I had to go look this up. I don't know how I missed it.
Oh, the Loki crashing the Marvel panel?
Yeah.
That was amazing. That was a very good touch that Marvel did. I can't think of his name. Do you know his name? The one that plays Loki?
Isn't it Tom Hiddleston?
Yeah. The lights go down, and all of a sudden you hear humans. And I remember everything he said, but all of a sudden the lights come back on and he's standing there in full Loki gear. Loki hair, just like, humans, you all your lives, you blah, 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 blah. I'm like, this is amazing. And then he turns to Joss Whedon, because Joss Whedon was the only one at the table. And he turns to Joss Whedon and he's like, Grim, I'm like, what? Joss Whedon, like, played along, too. He, like, backed up and, like, cowered into the corner.
Yeah, I ended up watching it today, and that shit was fucking hilarious. I enjoyed it. I thought it was perfect.
Yes, it was.
I actually wish I would have been relevant on that and not missed it. I'm hoping tomorrow I can actually find full time to sit down and watch that entire panel. I believe it's around 45 minutes to an hour. I'd definitely like to check that out. But
yeah,
I can't believe Marvel went to that extent.
Yeah.
Like, it was just that wow factor that brought me in and was like, whoa, what? I have to watch this whole panel now. Like, I've only seen the first couple of minutes, and now I want to watch the whole thing.
It was a very, very nice touch, and I wish I had seen it. I wish I was there. I would have been in such a nerdgasm. It wouldn't have been funny.
Yeah,
I would have just been in the corner nerdgasming.
I love how he crowd played too. I mean, he got the crowd involved and was just sitting there, you know, cowering in the dark and holding each other and this is fucking great.
Yeah.
Oh,
I loved when he was like, shh. For some reason that really got to me when he was telling them all to be quiet.
Oh god, yeah. Say my name. Say my name. You guys will have to definitely check it out. I'll see if I can find the link and post it in the description so y'all can check out at least that little segment before the full Marvel panel. Because this was right at the beginning, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
They had only introduced Joss Whedon.
Yeah, it was Joss Whedon. I think there was someone else on stage, but that might have been just the...
I think he was just the
introductor. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll at least post the short one. I'm sure from there you guys can find the full-length panel. But I can't tell you about the full-length panel because I didn't watch it yet. So I'm kind of at a loss there. That part is definitely worth the watch.
But they did announce a lot of stuff, so...
Yeah, so I should probably go back and watch it. Gotta stay up, you know, current for the next... Wow, oh my god, dude, 4 months. 4 months left of 2013. I just realized it right now. I was like, I gotta stay current for the next... Holy shit. This year is flying by, and this month has just zoomed right past me. I mean, we've been fucking busy as shit. And I don't know about you, but I kind of almost forgot what sleep is like.
Yeah, I'm like that too.
Like, I'm just like, everything just runs together. Sunday, that's our day. Like, there's that little bit that I put out on Sundays. I do that shit early in the morning, and I rest Sunday all the way up until we record the podcast. Like, that's me.
That's my day.
I just want to relax a little bit. So that's Sunday, it's technically our rest day, but it's really not because we're scrambling to get ready for the upcoming week. We've got so much we got to do each week. And, sleep. I don't even know where this came from. Oh, wait, that's right. This month. Which was followed by 4 months, which was staying relevant to Marvel. Look, I pulled it back in. All the way to the original.
You trailed the thought back.
Man, imagine that. ADD actually let me work my brain.
It let me use my brain.
Oh, Jesus. Well, I know I definitely... want to talk about Batman Arkham Origins.
Yes, that game looks amazing.
Oh my god. I am loving what is happening.
Yeah.
And before I say any more about what I love, how would you like a little more Mad Hatter?
I wouldn't mind.
How would you like to see a Titanless Bane?
So, Titans.
Yeah, he's not on his buff juice.
Well, yeah, I know that, but
yeah, so, Titanless.
So is it going to be like an assassin without his stuff?
I don't know how they're going to portray him as a Titanless Bane. Like, I'm thinking a big, you know, stocky dude with a beer gut. Like, let's just take it from one extreme to another. Like, a big brute to one of us.
He's just going to show up. Damn you, Batman.
How would you like to see an appearance of Deadshot?
Yeah, I would like to see that.
What about Deathstroke?
Deathstroke is what I would like to see more.
How about Black Mask?
Yes.
Okay. What is WB Montreal Games doing to this fucking franchise? Whatever they're doing, I fucking love it. They're bringing so much in and so much back to it. And what I love about the lead developer, that stealthiness, that combat system, all of that shit that we love from the first two games.
Yeah.
He's not fucking with it.
Yeah, you better not.
He is leaving it alone. Completely leaving it alone. Of course, he's had to make some tweaks to the combat system because this is a younger Batman. A less refined Batman. However, the combat and stealthiness is still fluid. He's not touching it.
Good.
I'm sold. Like, the game, it looks beautiful. You're leaving the combat alone and the stealthiness alone and all of the shit that actually made that game what it is. You're leaving all of that alone, except for adding, you know, the new tools and gadgets. Obviously, you're going to have to introduce some kind of, you know, your villains and your bosses.
Yeah.
And you're making a story, but you're leaving that core right there and working around that. I am like, wow, when, just like you, when we first heard that Rocksteady was no longer doing this game.
Yeah, I lost it.
It was that flabbergasted, what?
Yeah.
That frustrated, who? That rage-inducing, what the fuck, WB?
Why do you gotta fuck with the program?
I remember my first fucking reaction was, why fix it when it ain't fucking broken?
Exactly.
However, that is not the case of WB Montreal Games, this new, younger company that doesn't have that base behind it. This is, I believe, their first big title.
Yeah.
And it looks amazing. Joker is going to be in it. I don't know how much.
Yeah.
And
Mark Hamill Joker, too. Not so bad on retard.
There you go. from what I've heard, Penguin is even going to be in it. I could be wrong on this. I don't think that Penguin's actually going to be in it. It may be more of a cameo. Or that, you know, it could be... They're going to add some DLC to add on to the story of the Penguin.
That could be too. They do that all the time. So probably going to be a DLC map pack where you can go to like Penguin's lair or something.
Yeah, exactly. You know, kind of like they did with Harley Quinn. Adding her DLC. Now they're going to, you know, maybe they'll do a Penguin DLC with this one. I'm a little surprised.
I've never been a finger penguin.
No, I don't like the Penguin. I did think Danny DeVito did a good job back in the 90s with Tim Burton as the director. I fucking love those movies. With Michael Keaton as Batman and Tim Burton director. Dude, the fucking Tim Burton Batmobile was sick.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of those movies.
Oh, come on, man! Just the Tim Burton ones. The Tim Burton ones. Batman and Batman Returns. Fuck Batman and Robin. Fuck Batman Forever. Just the original two from the 90s.
The original two were okay. I'll give you that much. Okay. They were okay.
Okay.
But if you compare them to the Batman from today...
Oh, God, no. Yeah, by far, dude... By far, they're totally fucking horrid.
I've never been a fan of Penguin. I thought he was always a stupid character that just, I don't understand why he stayed around for so long. He should have been one of those.
Remember the Penguin from back in the 50s? When Adam West was. Fucking really? Shut up!
I don't understand. Why he stayed a like main character for so long.
I don't know.
Well, other ones just like faded into to non-existence. So I'm like, he should have been one of those ones that just faded away.
I don't know. I love seeing what's happening in Arkham Origins. You know, bringing back these characters, or not even bringing them back, just introducing them to some of the people who have not, you know, got to experience it. Like the Mad Hatter. Dude is fucking delusional, stuck in this this Wonderland world, and always trying to get his Alice.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah,
I wouldn't mind seeing that.
His thugs are fucking white rabbits. Well, They're brutes with white rabbit heads or masks or some shit.
Did he make an appearance in the new one?
City.
Arkham City. Yeah. Did he make an appearance?
Yeah, there was an appearance. He also made an appearance in Lego Batman 2, but it was a small appearance, and it was just like, oh, now you just gotta fight him. Like, there was no story behind it. There wasn't a lot of story to begin with. The main damn point of that game was to show the rivalry between Superman and Batman. That's what I got out of that shit.
Yeah.
I know Christopher Nolan says he's not gonna do any more Batman. But there's so many more that I want to see, and I know this is leading off into movies and shit, and we're not sticking the game, but I mean, like, look, we didn't get to see the Riddler. We didn't get to see Poison Ivy. We didn't get to see Mr.
Freeze. The Riddler had the maps he had the things the whole time that you had to get. And in City, once you, I don't know if you fought him, you just, I never did those things because they were far too difficult for me.
No, that's in the games though. Like I'm talking about Christopher Nolan backing out. I'm still pissed off.
I thought you were talking about the games. My bad.
No. I know there's they're appearing. Yeah, I kind of moved back into, I'm still pissed off because Christopher Nolan won't make any more Batmans. Like, the best fucking DC character of all time, they finally fucking put out a decent movie since Tim Burton, and now he doesn't want to do them anymore. I don't get it. I don't get it. Hey, I don't get it. Hit the little bug. Oh, God, I don't know why I have that stuck in my head. Now, going back to this Arkham Origins and the Arkham franchise, really, this is a younger, more, you know, undefined Batman. He still hasn't figured out, you know, who he is.
Isn't it like in his first year of being Batman?
I believe so. Didn't I hear that? I believe it is.
And the premise of the movies, it's just like first year being Batman, and a bunch of figureheads in the mob area decided to kill him. And they hired all these people to kill him in one night.
Yep, that's exactly it. That's where Deadshot and Deathstroke and Black Mask come in, because Black Mask is the one that wants to kill him.
That makes sense.
With a $50 million price tag on his fucking head.
Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly the story you're thinking of. That's exactly what this is supposed to be about. And I can't wait to fucking play this. I mean, look. This is the time he makes his mistakes.
Yeah.
A lot of mistakes. But you get to live those moments. You're not fucking Batman of the future and just able to whoop some ass already. Like, you get to play with a pretty much crazy man who thinks he's a bat. Villains think he's an urban myth because they don't see him. Cops hate him because he's a vigilante. So you got two different sides who are like, oh, well, he's not real.
Yeah.
But then they're at the same time, they're like, oh, I fucking hate Batman. Ah! I think I'm going to Google that soon and find out how to spell him. Hold on, I gotta
compose myself. That should be the name of this podcast.
I think, yeah, you know what? I'm Googling it as soon as we're done recording. Maybe I could do a voice search on that.
Oh, man.
All right, well, let's go ahead and move on. Oh, let me try and... there we go.
Got the shit back in.
Oh, man, we let the line go far on that one.
It's all right, it's all right. That's what people listen to us for. Our crazy idiot.
Fuck it, why not?
They don't want it to be all serious.
I'm cereal!
For serious, come on, guys.
Oh, no, could you imagine us being serious the entire time, not cracking one joke?
Oh my god, this would be such a boring podcast.
Today in gaming news, Batman Origins makes its way to the headlines. Fuck that!
We have Mad Hatter's gonna be making an appearance. Hushed monotones the whole time.
Oh god, I couldn't do it. Yeah.
You have to be close. You have to be making love to that mic.
Oh yeah, just bring it up just like this and be like, yes, it will be a decent game if we get to see it this year. Yes. Oh god. Alright, well, let's go ahead. I can't compose myself after that shit.
That's gonna be a new running thing in all the podcasts.
Ooh, hold on. Hold on, I think I can do this.
I need a cigarette after that one.
Need you to do it. It's so good, I needed one. No, it's bad. It's, I'm going to hop into bed, I'm going to look my wife in the eye, and I'm just going to go, meh! I can't fucking do it. Okay. Bring it back. Bring it back. Let's move on. Let's get off of Batman for a little bit. Let's move on to comic and geek conventions. Well, what do we have here? Because it ain't what it used to be. Oh, Jesus. Comic and geek conventions have turned into a place to boost movie sales instead of sticking to what they were created for. So, Kratos, why don't you do me the favor? Do everybody the favor. What were comic and geek conventions created for? Other than the obvious stated comic and geek.
Yes. Well, it was always a place for people to get together and just share and all that crap of their joy of comics and geek world in general.
The illustrious love of ink and paper.
Yes. And then it just, it, and then the, you got the cosplays and all that kind of stuff. It was always that kind of thing that you're supposed to just like enjoy it, you know? To see like the new comics that are going to be coming out, even buy some stuff because you get some like comic exclusive stuff there, Comic Con exclusives there, and then like the movies and TV shows moved in, and now that's pretty much what it's all about is they releasing the new movies and shit like that, hyping the new movies.
I don't mind the panels.
Yeah.
Of showing off, hey, this is what we've got coming this year, and then showing a trailer.
Yeah.
I don't mind that.
Yeah.
But I don't want to hear future. We plan to do this, and we plan to do this, and we plan to do this. Do you have something for me to tangible right now to look at?
Yeah.
To watch? to read?
No? Okay, yeah. Go away.
Let's move on. I mean, the way I see it, Comic-Con was a way to embrace your inner geek with fellow geeks all in one place. And if you wanted to dress up, you got to do it.
And you wouldn't be judged for it.
That's right, because everybody was doing it. You'd only be judged if you went as Aquaman. Dude, there's a guy down here. There's a guy down here. I don't know what his problem is. He fucking goes down to the local comic shop. And we just had some conventions down here. And I skipped them. I'm waiting for our October Comic-Con, I guess you want to call it. It's not Comic-Con, but I don't know what the hell it's called. But it's coming out in October. I wanted to go to one a little while ago. It had Joss Whedon in it. It's further up north from here. Anyways, this guy comes into the comic shop, and we recently just had a convention. And, so I'm down there, and I'm looking at shit, and I'm picking up things, and all of a sudden I see a big, fat, gay Aquaman.
So the regular
walking around
Aquaman?
The store, and I was like,
"So hold on, you mean the regular Aquaman?"
Yeah, yeah. I mean, no offense to the guy, and you know his sexual preferences or whatever it may be, but like, why Aquaman? Of all of the things you could be, why Aquaman? Like, if you wanted to go that route, why not Batman? He pretty much, I mean, not Batman, I'm sorry. Wow, hold on, let me slap myself for that one. Robin. Like, go with the 50s Robin. I was just like, I saw him and I was like, why? Why? I mean, there was other cosplayers that came in, and they were, you know, all having a good time. But, like, that one stuck out, and, like, I cannot get that image out of my fucking head. Like, I hate Aquaman. And I swear to God,
He's dancing around in your head.
Dude, that Justice League movie, I'm gonna watch it, but I'm not gonna enjoy the parts where Aquaman is talking to the fish. I call upon the animals of the sea!
My fish brothers.
What can you do for me? Well, we can swim. Not a lot of activity down here. Oh, man. No,
If you can, just see the Family Guy one Aquaman, how they made fun of Aquaman?
No, I don't believe I did.
There was a woman just off of shore. There was a woman being assaulted, we would say.
Yeah!
He's like, hey, you better stop that. He's like, what are you gonna do? He's like, if you were 10 inches into the water, you'd be dead right now.
I remember that now. Dude, honestly, I think that's where they came up with, what is his name? Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy off of SpongeBob. I don't know if you watch SpongeBob. I fucking love that show. It's trippy.
Dude,
as hell.
I have two kids in my house. Do you think I don't watch SpongeBob?
Look, even if I didn't have kids, I'd watch that show. I fucking love it. But honestly, I think that's where they got it from, like, the Invisible Boatmobile.
I love the episode where they're trying to find the Invisible Boatmobile.
Oh, we painted a boat for you. You what? Yeah, we couldn't find it. It's an invisible boat. You're not supposed to find it. Fuck it. Oh, God. Yeah. No, okay, so go back to comic and geek conventions. Yeah, they're... From what I gather, I've personally never been. This will be the first year I'm actually going to go provided I find time to do so, to go to a comic convention, and I can't fucking wait. But I definitely think they're not what they are, because, like, even just reading the news, like, now Comic-Con things, like, that's popping up. It's not just in geek culture anymore. It's like everybody's embracing it, and I don't really know how to the feel that people are embracing geek culture the way they are, because, you know, back when me and you were in school, geeks were frowned upon. Nerds were, you know, we were outcasts. We were the weak ones. We were the short one, or, you know, the scrawny ones and all that. And now everybody's like, oh, yeah, I'm a geek. Yeah. I'm all into that superhero shit. Like, really? Really? Like, now it's cool?
Yeah.
And you know, there's been some comparisons, and I really fucking hate those comparisons, where they're saying, what is it? The difference between nerds and geeks. And I can't remember one of them. I believe it's the nerd. And they compare nerds and say that they're hipsters.
Yeah. That just hurt me.
Really? Really? Why are we hipsters? Like, I don't wear plastic rim glasses. I don't think I'd ever wear plastic rim glasses. I don't like plastic frames.
Yeah.
But I'm also not trying to be a hipster and wear them for fun. I've got my prescriptions and I've got my gunners. I'm good with that. I don't need to fit in. I don't wear a beanie outside all the fucking time when it's 80 degrees or 100 degrees or whatever fucking temperature it's not supposed to be while wearing a beanie.
Yeah, we're so not hipsters.
No. I don't wear skinny jeans. I don't order lattes.
We don't go around saying, oh, you probably didn't hear that.
And I definitely don't say, I was doing that before it became popular.
But we so totally were.
Yeah, we so totally were, but we're not going to stoop that low to be able to fucking... fuck that. Oh, dude, total fucking side note. I got my kiddos into Power Rangers, the originals.
You did?
Yes, and they fucking love it.
Classic Power Rangers, just fucked the world. I
love the Zords and what was her name? Oh, Jesus Christ, Rita.
Rita Repulsa.
There you go, Rita Repulsa. they just fucking laugh at that shit. They think it's hilarious.
It's so great.
I was the funny wow. Thing,
the funny thing about that show now is that when you were a kid, you didn't know, like, what went behind that show and all that. But that show, they only recorded, like, 10 minutes of footage. And all the rest of it was taken from a Japanese TV show. It was like, every episode was only recorded, like, 10 minutes of footage. And then the rest of it was cut into a Japanese TV show.
All right, now I definitely want to go watch the rest of the series from the original. Oh, yeah, I definitely want to relive those childhood moments, and it's especially with the kiddos loving. I mean, like, just both of them were glued to it. When I put it on for them, they sat down, they were quiet, they giggled every once in a while when something was funny, most of the time. They were just glued to that TV, just, aww.
Splendor of the Power Rangers.
Oh.
I still have, dude, I have my Power Rangers stickers that I wear proudly on my tablet case. I have one on the back of my phone, too, proudly.
Yeah, oh. I don't know what happened to it. I think it's in a box. I went over to my parents' house and I went up into the attic and I got all my stuff out and I was just going through it. And dude, I found Zach's morpher.
Oh, you have one?
I have one. It's just it's just his little emblem. It's not the actual like full morpher that you know, the hold in the hand and everything. It's just a little emblem, but it's a belt clip radio morpher.
Nice.
I was like, oh my god, I can't believe I used to have this. This is so going home with me. Like I used to have... Like, go ahead. Mine's not important.
I used to have one. It was a morpher too, but it had all the coins. Like the coins were all like you could like flip open the thing and all the coins were inside and you could like you can put each one in the front and be like a certain Power Ranger that you wanted to be.
Nice.
Yeah, I always had it on the red one, of course, because they didn't have the green one.
Yeah, you didn't have Tommy's, so.
Yeah. So, yeah, and it had the wristband and everything.
Oh, dude, man.
I was huge into Power Rangers when I was a kid.
Oh yeah, same here. I had Megazord.
I did too. That thing was the balls.
Hell yeah, dude. I mean, that thing was pure tits. I loved it. You could take it apart, you could be each one, you could put it back together, and be the Megazord.
Yeah.
That was fucking sick. I loved it.
Yeah. I loved it too. I wanted to collect them all.
I had Billy, I had Zach, I had Jason. I didn't have Kimberly, and I don't remember the other one. Trini?
Yeah, Trini.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't have the yellow and the pink one.
I had the whole Zord, but like the Megazord. But I wanted the green, the Dragon Zord.
Oh, my cousin had that shit. I was so jealous. So jealous because he got the Dragon Zord.
And I wanted to get the red Battle Zord. The dragon he had too, the one that would come out flying through the air and turn into like just like ninja dude.
Yeah, my cousin, so jealous. Back when we were kids, because he had the Tommy's sword, that was also the flute or some shit.
Yeah, the flute.
Yeah, fucking
the dagger flute.
Oh my god!
Yeah, I always wanted Saba,
when he turned into the White Power Ranger.
Yeah, he had the sword that would talk to him and shit.
That was living great moments. Totally lost track of geek and comic conventions and.
It's cool. Power Rangers is always a good way to go.
Oh hell yeah! It was totally worth that random thought that popped in my head.
Speaking of Power Rangers, did you see the new toys that Bandai is coming out with?
No.
They're coming out with a line of classic Power Ranger toys. They're fully opposable. Like, that you can move, like, every part of their friggin' body. Like, they're gonna be extremely detailed. Like, they've released, like, pictures of them and stuff, like, standing in different positions. Uh-huh. They look amazing. Amazing. They're works of art by themselves. And the only thing is that they're gonna sit in at just under $50 per...
Ooh.
Figure.
Ooh.
Yeah.
For figure.
Yeah. So, I don't even know how big it is. I don't know if it's going to be like...
If we're talking like the 7-inch normal action figure...
Yeah, I think it's going to be... $50
is going to be a little steep.
Yeah. I agree. But it looks awesome.
Yeah, and I'm going to have to check those out. Shoot me that link.
They have the white Power Ranger. They have the green Power Ranger. And they also have the red Power Ranger with the green Power Ranger's armor on.
Okay, so you're telling me that I need $150.
Yeah.
I need $150 for whenever these bad boys come out. so I can enjoy it. Damn it!
When I saw that, I was like, you gotta be kidding me. When I saw the red Power Ranger with the green Power Ranger's armor, I was like, I want that.
That's sick. I could definitely.
He only did it for one episode, too.
I could definitely. Go ahead.
He only did it for one episode, too. And they're doing a toy of it.
Yeah, but it's one of those moments where you were like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jason's like, evil. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, definitely shoot me that link so I can check those out, because I was just told I need all three. Little voice in my head said, You will have those.
The thing I'm wondering is, because it doesn't show like the packaging. It just shows like different positions, them in different positions. I'm wondering what the packaging is going to be like. Are they going to be in like their own like figure case, or what? What's the deal with that?
I don't know. I mean, if it comes out anything like the PS3, you know, officially licensed products of like Kratos and, oh god, what is her name now? It's gonna drive me. Noriko from Heavenly Sword. I think that's her name.
Yeah.
And Sweet Tooth from Twisted Metal. If they come out anything like that, I'll fucking leave them in the packaging. I don't care.
Yeah.
If they come in like a box, I don't know. I might take it out. I have this bad habit of getting action figures and be like, oh, you know, if I was just to leave this in its box, rip! Oh my god, it's in my hand! Oh my god, it's awesome! Look at it! Look at it! I can't fucking help myself. Like, I'm still surprised that my Spawn number one is still in the package. I'm seriously thinking buying it. Oh, nope, still in the package. And so is the Noriko. And I've got a couple other things, like I've got a Tron Little Big Planet still in the package. I've got Slash from Guitar Hero still in the package. Believe it or not, I have, let's see, a Princess Leia slave outfit still in package, and a Darth Vader still in package. Everything else has been, oh, and of course, you know, Spawn. But everything else has been pulled out of the fucking package and put up on display. Even my latest Deadpool bobblehead.
Dude, oh, speaking of Rangers, I don't even know if I told you this. I got my first Funko Pop. Or however you pronounce it.
Funko.
White Funko Pop.
What did you get?
White Power Ranger.
Sickness!
Dude, I was at the store the other day, like last week I think it was. And they had all three of the ones that they have available. But I wish they would have more. Like, I would love to get the green Power Ranger. But
yeah, I think that's what I'm holding off on. Because all I saw was white, pink, and red.
Red. Yes, those are the only three they have so far.
Yeah, look, I want the white one. I wouldn't mind having them all just for shits and giggles. But, yeah. Like, I can't. I have this thing about buying things without buying things. Like, I refuse to get a Wolverine Funko Pop bobblehead thingy until I got a Deadpool one. Now that I have my Deadpool one, I'm like, ah, fuck Wolverine, I got Deadpool. But see, I'm also doing that with the same thing with the White Power Ranger. Like, I saw it and I was like, ooh. But I can't have it until I have the green one. Because he was green first. And it just doesn't work if I don't have it. Yep, I'm waiting. Knowing my luck, I'll never fucking buy it because that's just the way I am. I rationalize shit too fucking much. Like, if I'm in a store, I could walk around for 30 minutes and pick something up and be like, yep, I'm gonna buy this. If I walk around, instead of going straight to the register, 9 out of 10 times, I will end up putting that fucking thing back. Because then I start thinking, oh, well, do I really need it? I really don't have room in the office anymore. Things are getting kind of crowded in there. I only have the one shelf. I'm going to have to build another shelf. Do I really have time to build another shelf? I'll just put it back. Deadpool, the Deadpool bobblehead was the only thing. I walked around the entire store for like an hour with the damn thing in my hand. It was going nowhere.
Done and done.
Now, if I can find one of those Marvel Select Legends of the Deadpool one, that'll be another one that I buy.
Yeah, I've seen it. It's actually at the store where I got that Funko Pop.
But your store charges too much, man.
It was $25.
Ah!
No, this was a different store. The my comic shop does for those legends. Those legends things, because they sell it by the value. They don't sell it by retail.
By MSRP.
But I was at a retail store.
Nice, dude.
Right on there. It's another place. Like, actually, it's like right down the street from my comic shop that sells. They have some comic books. It's a music store.
You should buy two of those Deadpools, walk into the store, and sell them one at value price. See what they do.
I almost picked it up, but then I was like, I don't really want this one.
Oh, God.
I like Deadpool, but I'm not like a gigantic fan of Deadpool like you are.
I like him. He's pretty and funny and comical and just downright sassy.
Yeah, he loves chimichangas.
Chimichangas!
Yeah, I know. I'm just not that big of a fan of his. I'm more of a fan of Cable, as you know.
That I do know.
But it makes it perfect, because I'm Cable and you're Deadpool.
It works for me. All right, well, let's go ahead and end this train wreck that has turned out to be.
Hey, it's a train wreck of a good episode.
That is true.
Actually, that should be the name of the podcast, Train Wreck of a Good Episode.
Oh, no, I think it's too soon. Too soon. We'll just stick with meh.
See?
Alright, well, why don't you tell where the Rageites can reach us?
Alright, so we're going with Rageites? That's going to be their name?
That's it, dude. We decided it. It's the Rageites.
Alright, Rageites. You can go to the website, which is allcapsrage.com. That's 2 P's.
Because we go pee-pee. I'm sorry, I'm not letting that one go.
If you want to talk to Zach here, the best place to get him is Twitter. That's Zach_daddy. And then for me, I'm on Instagram the most. That's allcapsrage_Kratos.
And like always, if you want to reach us on any other platform, we are on it. Recently, I just got on Facebook again. I'm on there. It's
search
on the site. It's on the site. You can search me or you can just go to the site. Either way is fine with me. Don't care. We're also on Google+, also linked on the website. And if you want to get a hold of us through the podcast, you can email us at podcast@allcapsrage.com. Or you could be like our... What are we going to call him? We'll call him the wisdom guy thingy. I got nothing right now. We're looking at wisdom guy thingy. You could be like Mr. Meoff, and you can be completely anonymous by going to podcast. Wow. allcapsrage.com/contact-us.html if you want to throw that in there. Not sure if you want to or not. On that page, though, if you just click on Contact Us on the homepage, you will be directed to our form. Our form allows you to be completely anonymous. Again, like Mr. Jack Meoff. Fucking love that name. Be completely anonymous. Fake last name? Well, in this case, Jack is a pretty real name, so maybe his name is Jack. Meoff could be a real name, too. Maybe he's not anonymous. I never thought about that.
That is his real name.
Maybe he is a Jack Meoff. But you can always follow in the footsteps of Mr. Meoff and simply fake name, fake last name, fake email address, throw down your comments and hit submit. I'll get it. I'll read it right here on this podcast. Or if you want us to talk about it on the podcast, then I guess I'll still read it on this podcast. All right, guys. Well, this has been the All Caps Rage podcast. Thanks for joining us. Let's bring out the trolls.
Geek on, guys.